Hello, this is Lewis from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. If I may continue, may I ask, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Sorry?
Black.
Sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you clearly. Oh, okay, I got you. So that's a no, correct? And
yes.
You said African-American black, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
I'm strong.
Understood. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate your amount of power you feel your vote has in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means it has a lot of power.
6.
Thank you, sir. Now, it's a long way off. But if the November elections for 2024 for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris?
I'm riding with Kamala.
What,
I'm riding
what is that?
With Kamala. I'm
Kamala
riding
Harris.
With Kamala.
Understood,
yeah.
Sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November elections for 2024 for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be senator? Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
I'm going Democrat all the way, all the ticket. So you can just get them questions and answer Democrat and all of them.
Well, there are other type of questions. For example, here are 3 statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and I believe that it should be legal and available. The other is, I am personally against abortion, but do not believe that the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And the third one is, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and it should be illegal. Which of these 3 do you consider is the closest to your view?
Man, it lost me on there, but I heard on the Twitter that some women had to flee their state to get an abortion, so, you know, I think they shouldn't have to flee.
I hear you, sir. So let me read you the options so you can say yes or no. I personally support a person's rights to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Okay.
That one.
Understood. And based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think it best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion's legality? You can say yes or no. Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona.
Shoot, I don't know.
And abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona.
I don't know.
Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona, and then the last one is abortion is totally banned in Arizona. Which one do you think is the best, the closest, the one that describes the situation?
I have no idea. I don't know.
That's understandable, sir. Continuing here, how concerned are you about abortion's access in Arizona? Are you not concerned at all, very concerned, not very concerned, indifferent, or somewhat concerned?
I'll be honest with you, I really don't care, but if, you know, Democrats say that we shouldn't have it, or no, they say we should have it, then we should have it.
Well, according to your opinion, I will take that as an answer, sir. Thank you. And as you may know, ballots measured are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a valid measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right of abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
nothing at all.
Understood, sir. And based on what you know
we're almost
now,
done, man. I got to go. We're almost done.
Actually, we're at the 35%, but if you have to go, sir, I can try to call
you
later.
Yeah, I got
to
go, man. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.